President's Message. Welcome to the California Council of the Blind's annual conference and convention. This year's theme, Beyond Barriers, reflects more than the challenges we face. It reflects the choices before us. I often think about my grandparents who came to this country in the 1950s from Central America in search of education and opportunity. They encountered new systems, a new language, and a new culture. The barriers were real, but they did not stop them. They adapted, persevered, and laid a foundation for future generations. As they would say, "El sacrificio de hoy es la oportunidad del mañana." The sacrifice of today is the opportunity of tomorrow. That lesson has followed me throughout my life. I think about my mother, raising a blind child as a single parent. She navigated medical systems, sought support from the Los Angeles Regional Center, worked with the Los Angeles Unified School District, and learned how to advocate, not because it was easy, but because it was necessary. She understood that access does not happen by accident. Growing up in a home shaped by instability, I struggled at times to keep my footing. Then came a turning point. When the superintendent of the California School for the Blind visited and spoke to blind and low vision students in my high school resource room about the school and its programs, I felt something shift. I saw possibility. I saw belonging. But possibility alone was not enough. I had to advocate for myself, convincing my school district and my family that attending the California School for the Blind while remaining mainstreamed and earning a regular high school diploma was the right path. I was not asking for less. I was asking for the tools to succeed. That experience taught me something I still carry today. Barriers do not disappear on their own. They are overcome through vision, persistence, and action. When I later attended my first California Council of the Blind conference as a sophomore in high school, I saw that lesson reflected in an organization. I saw blind individuals leading, debating, organizing, and shaping their own future. After graduation, I became involved in local chapters, searching for where I fit, until I found my place within this movement. Today, this movement stands at a crossroads. There are those who say our organization is declining, that it is dying. Let me be clear. The California Council of the Blind will only fade if we allow it to. Organizations do not disappear because challenges exist. They disappear when innovation stops, when engagement weakens, and when vision is lost. And vision is something this community has never lacked. As Stevie Wonder reminds us, just because a man lacks the use of his eyes doesn't mean he lacks vision. Our challenge now is to apply that vision boldly, not only to advocacy, but to how we grow, sustain, and reimagine our organization. Beyond barriers means embracing new ideas, new voices, and new models. It means rethinking how we engage members, how we build financial stability, and how we remain relevant and powerful in a changing world. At the same time, external threats remain very real. Funding pressures on vocational rehabilitation, uncertainty surrounding SSI and SSDI, and challenges to Medicare and Medicaid directly impact the lives of blind and low-vision Californians. These realities demand an organization that is strong, adaptable, and forward-looking. This conference is not just a gathering, it is a working moment. I challenge each of us to leave here ready to act, to mentor, to recruit, to innovate, to advocate, and to strengthen this organization for the next generation. Attend the sessions, ask hard questions, share new ideas, build partnerships, bring someone new into the movement. Barriers will continue to change. So must we. Together, we will ensure that the California Council of the Blind does not simply survive, but evolves, grows, and leads as we move beyond barriers. With resolve and confidence, Guillermo Robles, President, California Council of the Blind.